Chris Toogood is joining us to give us the latest on the Expressway Stakes program at Rose Hill tomorrow. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, as I said to Mark Jones, at least we've got some sunshine.
No, it's looked like it's been a nice day, around about the 28 degrees with a bit of breeze, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, which will go well to help dry this track up.
Exactly. So what's the rating this morning for Rose Hill?
Yeah, we've still got a heavy eight at the moment, Andrew, and we'll just see how the day pans out with the drying. We'll give it a haircut today, and that'll help take some of that leaf off, and so the sun and wind can get down into the, help dry the surface out.
Little bit of breeze out there at the moment?
Yeah, it's only very slight at the moment, but it's supposed to pick up to around the 25 kilometre an hour, so that'll be nice, and once we cut it, and it'll help get this track drying out.
And have you done a penno yet this morning?
Yeah, 5.79, Andrew. That's just into our heavy eight sort of area.
So 5.79. Okay. And the rail position, it's in the true tomorrow, so it does come back into the true?
In the true, yeah. We raced a month ago in the 5 metre position. And, so we've had a few weeks off and done a little bit of verti draining and stuff like that. So,
Sounds good. All right, we'll cross the fingers that this sunshine can help improve the track. Heavy eight at this stage and a penno of 5.79. Thanks a lot, Chris. We'll talk after 6.30 tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew.
We've got three early scratchings for that program at Rose Hill. Race four, number one, Kalala Wright is out. Race four, number one. Race seven, number four, Our Boy Nicholas, number four. And race eight, number two, Field Marshal, race eight, number two. So they're the three earlies. Blake Shin's got a busy couple of days, like many of our senior jockeys, today at Warwick Farm and then, of course, tomorrow at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Look, it's a postponed meeting, and originally you were at the trials as we speak right now, so it's a changing week, hasn't it been?
Has been a changing week. Obviously, crew weather has thrown it up in the air a little bit, but... obviously with the Warwick Farm being put back today, it's put the trials back, which is probably a bit unfortunate because obviously I was trialling a horse this first year, so I just put the preparation back a little bit heading towards the autumn. But rain is something we can't control. But luckily we can hold this meeting here today and get these horses racing, which is very important.
Well, we'll help our listeners with today in just a moment, but looking at tomorrow, Dryfontaine, you'd want this sunshine to really sort of kick in and get it back into the soft range at least for tomorrow.
Most certainly, yeah. I think the horse is going very well. I worked her on Monday. She feels really good from her run at the Gold Coast, and I feel her first two runs, her last two runs have been very good, but she's a horse that's very effective on dry ground, and if she gets that, I think she's one of the horses to beat on Saturday. But the weather's going to play a big part in her chances, that's for sure.
You take the ride tomorrow and pirouette there for Gay in the Widden. Have you had a chance of being on her?
I haven't, no, Andrew. I haven't had much to do with her other than just what most people have seen, her win and her trials. I think she's probably being a little bit underestimated on Saturday. She beat a horse, Sebring Sun, which ran a nice race first up and obviously got a bit of a rap on it. Flamboyant Lass has won subsequently to that race, the Pirouette won. So, she's resuming on Saturday, and if she's taken good benefit from that run, I think she's... it's going to be a good chance. She's flying under the radar a little bit, I feel.
Yeah, she is. Mr. Bogart, I spoke with Joe Pride earlier in the week about this horse, who I think Joe told us is now a gelding. I think most of the publications are saying colt, but, it was impressive the other day at Kembla. I know it's a step up tomorrow.
It was very impressive when at Kembla. He's obviously only had one run for Joe Pride, but always a horse that's had a lot of potential. I rode him his first start at Randwick, and then he went second start in the Skyline behind Valentia. And he's had a nice break since then, and Joe took him to Kembla just for an easy victory, which you know, he went down there, and I'm sure he would have derived a lot of confidence and added fitness from that run. He meets a strong enough field tomorrow, but yeah, he's a horse with loads of ability. He handles soft ground and drawn favourably, so I think he's, you know, going to be a great chance.
Today, there's a couple there, particularly his horse Danger in race five, a horse that does handle the rain affected tracks pretty good.
He's had a run on the soft ground, Andrew. He's by Montier. There's probably a slight concern that he's had a bit of a break between runs, but he's had a trial since then, and he went particularly well, I felt. You know, obviously it's a step up in grade coming from a maiden to a benchmark 70, which is a bit of an ask for him, but I think he's a horse that's got plenty of promise. And if he's going to go to the heights that I think he's going to, I think he's going to hopefully take care of his lot today.
Do you know much about the horse in the first here, the debut at Jungles for Kurt Goldman?
I don't. I watched the horse's trial.
Yep.
It was hard to get a bit of a line on it because it didn't look to be fully tested. So I'll be guided by what Kurt tells me, and he's a good friend. So hopefully, you know, we can get a result for him today.
What do you feel today or tomorrow, Blake? What's the couple for our listeners for Blake Shin?
Look, I think today my best ride is Dan Jura along with Miss Denny. And, you know, I think if the rain holds up, Andrew, if the track's rain affected tomorrow, I think it's probably a good chance for Gregory Aeroplane to get a win on the board. He's been knocking on the door. He's found a great race, and with the scratching of our boy Nicholas, it only enhances his chances because it was obviously the main danger. So I think he's my best ride tomorrow, our boy Nicholas.
Righto.
Gregory
Aeroplane.
Yeah,
yep. Race 7, number 6. I'm glad you mentioned there because I did admit that. So that's race 7, number 6 tomorrow, Gregory Aeroplane. Good luck, mate. We'll watch for First Seal and see how she goes, and we'll stay in contact.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you. Blake Shin there running through his rides today and tomorrow. Tony McAvoy is now joining us. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
I know you spoke to Sean there earlier in the week. You've got back from New Zealand.
I did, yeah. No, we got back safe and sound, and enjoyed it over there. It was very good, and happy to be home.
That's good. All right. Well, looking at today, before tomorrow, Mavericks in the first. Any thought handling a heavy 8 or maybe a soft 7 later on?
Look, I think he'll handle it. Like, the ground had plenty of give in it at the Gold Coast, Andrew.
Yep.
And he got through it okay. They just went too hard in that race. Yeah, so I think he'll handle the ground okay, actually, and probably needs further than 1,200, this horse, and the ground might make it into a 1,300, 1,400.
Yep, you've drawn a gate to be sort of where you want to be, whether you want to lead or, you know, sit just off the pace.
Yeah, look, we rode him too close at the Gold Coast, and yep. It made him very one-paced in the end, so I'd like to be riding him a bit more patient today and have him finishing strong.
Okay. Pit Boss, second up on this condition today. Fitness improved, obviously.
Yeah, he looks pretty good to me this morning, this horse. The first up run was excellent, he'll appreciate stepping up to the mile. And look, he's fit enough to win a mile second up. On a heavy, slight question mark. I think he's had the miles in his legs to win the race. It's just whether the ground might suggest he may need another run.
All right, we'll wait and see there. This nice, lightly raced horse, Tip Rat, in race 5, it's showing a little bit.
Yeah, look, I've got quite a bit of time for him, Andrew. He's got great economics, this horse. He's got a good lung capacity, very immature horse still. And I bought him up here, and the trip away from home has been absolutely fantastic for him. So not sure how much further I'll go with him. I'd prefer to place him a little bit easier than this today, but the 2,200 is what I think he'll love. So I'm looking forward to seeing where he sits against these.
Yeah, you've drawn well there, and he's been a horse that you've been able to sort of just sit off the pace a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he'll sit on pace, I'd say, and Sam will rate him nicely, and we'll learn a fair bit about him today.
I tell you, there's one I can't wait to see tomorrow. Sasson Kyle, the way it hit the line last time.
Yes, yeah, very good run the other day. 7 day back up. It's a
what are you giggling for?
No. I'm just you're an exquisite judge.
we'll wait for tomorrow before we decide that.
Yeah, Andrew, he's very well, and program sort of forced me a little bit to back him up in 7 days. Otherwise, I'm going to have to wait a month. And he's learning the ropes, this horse, and he's he gets a bit aggressive. He gets a bit keen in his races, and but he really impressed me the other day. I thought it was a super performance, and provided he can handle the back up, which I think he will. Looking at him, he looks fabulous to me. He's got a great top on him. His weight hasn't changed, and he's eating up. So, I think he's a good chance tomorrow.
And he's won on the soft, so if this weather kicks in today and we can get back there, we shouldn't be too concerned?
No, I wouldn't be worried. He'll handle all sorts of ground.
Now, that's Sasson Kyle. Now, you've got a heap of runners, a few down in Melbourne and a few in Adelaide. Have you got a couple there in your memory bank that our listeners can just jot down for tomorrow?
Look, Jamando, very good horse, won super first up in Adelaide, and he's really bounced out of that race, and he's first time down the straight. He's got a great liking for Flemington, but he's never been down the straight there, but he's the horse I'd be watching.
Okay, that's Jamando. That's race 8 number 1 tomorrow, down the straight for Nicholas Hall, race 8 number 1. Tony, good luck with Sasson Kyle tomorrow and the ones today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good
Thanks,
on you. Tony McAvoy there. Matt Smith's joining us. He's got a couple of key chances today. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. A busy weekend for the stable?
Yeah, no, we've got a few runners. It's great.
Yeah, Royal Adventure. What's the gut instinct here? The last time on a slow seven, you went there at Canterbury and probably had every chance on that occasion, do you feel?
Look, it's her first start for me today.
That was back in August too, yes.
Yeah, she was formerly with Rod Craig. And look, she's not a filly that carries a lot of condition. And so although it's she's only had the one trial, she seems reasonably forward in herself for today's race.
Yep.
But look, I'm going in there with, you know, a bit of room to move. We haven't overdone it, so we'll go in there today and we'll see how she goes and we'll know where to go after the race, you know.
Okay, righto. So you're still learning is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, she's done enough work to run well, but, you know, I'm not sure about the heavy track and she's first up and, yeah, we'll learn a bit more about her today.
Okay. Hot Pistol, a lightly raced horse in race 6 over the 1,000.
Yeah, look, he's just one of those horses that he just used to do plenty wrong, so we just sort of toured him around last time in and got some experience with him, and, you know, in fairness to the horse, he tries very hard, and he won 4 races last time in, and so you can't ask for any more than that. No. I think he'll handle the wet conditions, and, you know, he should get a nice run just behind the speed. He's definitely an each-way chance.
And just the way that you say toured him around, has that helped his maturity?
Definitely, yeah. No, he's much more sensible this time in, and I thought his first up run was really good. He did a bit of work there, and he was still strong on the line. So he'll have taken good improvement from that run. And, I expect him to run very well today.
Happy Valley in the last today. Blake Shin takes the ride. You've drawn a little bit awkward, although he does have the tendency of sort of getting off them a little bit anyway.
Yes, the old boy. We've got a bit of a soft spot for this fella. He's a beautiful horse, and we like him a lot. And he's got a lot of talent, but he's also got a lot of little issues here and there. So, his first up run was good. Then he said his next up run was disappointing. And but I thought he was okay the other day. He wasn't beaten far at Warwick Farm over 1,000. That distance was too short. So back up to the 12 today. The track shouldn't be an issue. Blake Shin on board might be the right place to be late in the day, drawn out there. So yep. I'm expecting him to run really well.
How many horses have you got the love for in the stable, like Happy Valley, or is he the favourite?
No, we love them all. It's just, you know, when they've been around as long as him, you get to, they sort of grow on you a little bit. I'd love for the owners. They've put a lot of time and money into him. I just hope he rewards them because he's always showed a lot of ability. So
yep.
I think this time now we should get some rewards from him.
Let's hope so. And as you say, with Blake Shin aboard, and he'll know exactly where to be, given that it's the last race today.
Exactly right.
Yeah. What's in tomorrow? You've got some other runners?
Tomorrow I've got two in a Kembla. I've got a staying horse in the 2,000 metre race, which I'm expecting him to run very well. His two runs have been quite okay, and he's working well. And I've got one that's an emergency down there, so probably just a one runner tomorrow.
All right, we'll sweat on that. What's the name of that horse? I'm just trying to get it up in the 2,200.
Acellus.
All right, we'll watch for it tomorrow there at Kembla. Good on you, Matt. Thanks for joining us. I saw you at the sales, mate. You put your hand up there for a couple.
We got a couple, which was great. We've managed to get a couple of at each of the sales this year so far, so it's been fantastic.
Let's hope you can get some real happy owners with those in 12 months' time or so. Good luck today, Matt. Yeah. Hope they run well for you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Matt Smith looking through his runners today at Warwick Farm. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters out there. And what a spectacular day in Sydney. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, that's what we needed after that rain that we copped for 48, 72 hours earlier in the week. We've got a heavy eight, but it will improve. You'd feel a little bit today. And there's plenty going on, members and non-members, tomorrow out at Rose Hill.
Andrew, what a fantastic incentive for all ATC members to get out to Rose Hill Gardens tomorrow. A $16,000 cash prize is on offer for one lucky member on course. The number will be drawn at around 2:30 and announced shortly after on the big screen and over the course PA. And if you're on course, your number comes out. There's $16,000. And what a great kickstart to an early autumn campaign that would be for any ATC member. So they should all get out there. And, of course, the general public are not forgotten. There's the last week of the $45 Super Saver, so it's for just $20 online at theraces.com.au. That fabulous offer of free entry or entry to the race course for that $20 ticket. You also get a race book, a Villies Pies voucher, a standard drink voucher, and another free ticket to another race meeting in the next three or four Saturdays. So a real great incentive for either a member or a general admission punter to get out there. And, of course, there's also $5 tap beers in the members and public bars, in the Legends and the Cotton Fingers. So a real great opportunity for people to get out and not only have fun off the track, but see some fantastic racing on the track.
Yep, no doubt. So that cash draw for the members is at 2:30. By the way, tomorrow's quaddie from the tab will include a $50,000 jackpot. And we should mention again that Bob Rolls, who we've been talking about virtually every day this week to honour his life, the funeral is on Monday morning at 9:30 at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Church in Avoca Street. So for those that would like to pay tribute to Bob's life, 9:30 on Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. The funeral, as you've mentioned, in Avoca Street at Ramwick. And I can also just let your listeners know, and anybody coming to the funeral, that the family will invite anyone to the wake afterwards back here at Royal Ramwick, and that will be in the Grandview Room on Level 1 of the Royal Ramwick Grandstand, the Queen Elizabeth II Grandstand. So everyone can pop down and share some great memories about a person, and it's not too loose a word to use, a legend in Sydney racing, almost 70 years here. So much respect from all the jockeys, and so very well loved here at the ATC. So anybody that comes along can come to Royal Ramwick afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's Monday morning, the funeral. Thanks, Brett. Good luck today at Warwick Farm and tomorrow at Rose Hill.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. We've got night racing at Moonee Valley tonight and a meeting tomorrow at Flemington. Mick Price is joining us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Secret Agenda, just before we get on to the two-year-old tonight. Secret Agenda had that jump out earlier in the week. How's she coming back, Mick?
She's going great. Really happy with her. I think when we put her out, it was... we didn't put a horse out that was on the way down. Just put her out at the right time to make sure that there was plenty of petrol in the tank for the Blue Diamond. And she's thrived. I thought she trialled really well on Tuesday and pulled up good. So she'll trial here at Caulfield on Tuesday. I think they got course proper trials, actually.
Right.
So she'll trial here on Tuesday and then Saturday week into the 1100. Dale Oliver trialled her. I'm thinking he's riding, but probably going to tie that one down. But, yeah, she's great, and I think she's improved a little bit from when she went to Mooney Valley, so the form's good around her, and looking forward to her.
Well, it's expectation really high. You know, after a performance like we saw, and it was the same with Fontaton, that we're just anxious to get them back, and they've got to do it again, haven't they?
Especially over 1,100 too. But, look, Damien was of the opinion if you take a little sit on her, she's probably going to be a bit better, and I thought that she was asked to do a fair bit of Mooney Valley and still kicked at the top of the straight and, you know, showed a bit of quality. But certainly the first 600 in that race, she was burning along. Yeah, look, I think if she runs well in the prelude, it augurs well for a Blue Diamond.
What about the one tonight, Invisible Heart? What can you tell us about that in the first at Mooney Valley?
Look, she's a sharp little filly, drawn 9 out of 9. Spoke to Grant Morgan, and we have decided to run her. I think that's obviously not a bad little race with Parcel and Heir Apparent in the race. So I don't know that she can win, especially drawn that gate, but... Our first thought is to, you know, with the rail 2 metres, they can finish off if there's good tempo. So if we ride cold and finish off and run into the money late, that'd be good. If Damien wants to take a position on her, I suppose he'll make a decision in the first 50 metres. Look, she's a smart, sharp little filly. Don't have massive ambitions for her, but she's ready to run a good race.
Saw a jump out on whatever, was it Tuesday or whatever day it was at Sandown with Secret Agenda. Ladies Endurance?
Yeah, look, she's okay. That was pretty slow time, that. And she's got a trial again and just find a race for her. Look, she's okay. She'll win races. Not in the top bracket here, but she's okay. She's a nice filly.
Now, we mentioned the first tonight. You got a couple of others in there, Cuban Lass and Artie Morty. Can they perform okay?
Yeah, that's about them, Andrew. You've seen, you know, their form fully exposed. Forget Cuban Lass last start. Just got knocked around a little bit, and I'm sure she'll run. We're trying to win one in town for her. You know, that's her limit. And Artie Morty, he led. He was brave. He'll take a position. They're both sort of chances to run in the first four without getting carried away. So, it's about them.
Tomorrow, just briefly, mate, you got Stratigraphy in the race. You're sweating on a run sweating on a run with Harvey's Trueheart in that race. And you've got one later on, haven't you? Or is that it? Resistant comes back.
Resistant first up off a break. Probably have to push forward from a bad gate. He gets a bit hard to catch. Good prize money earner, but gets a bit hard to catch. Harvey's Trueheart will be our best chance for the day if he does get a run. I thought his second the other day was good, and he is... taking the blinkers off, he's just improved enough to be able to win one of these, so it'll be our best chance if it gets a run.
All right, we'll sweat on that with your Harvey's Trueheart, race 7, number 15. And just before I let you go, the obvious is how Lincoln Rupee is.
I think he's great. I think he's got a little belly on him at the moment, but trials Tuesday and then the following Tuesday and off to the Lightning first up. But his feet are fantastic. He got just a normal pair of plates on and no quarter cracks and all grown out. And horse is super in himself, so really happy.
All right, we'll keep an eye on those jump outs starting this week and off to the Lightning. Good luck, Mick. Hope the weekend can get a couple of winners for you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mick. Price there. And just looking at that first race at Mooney Valley with the two-year-olds, Sean Dwyer's got one in the race as well called... Make Her Own Way, number 5. Sean from Bendigo. Morning, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Andrew. Always good to talk to you.
No, tell us, I mean, as Mick Price just said, it's a hot little two-year-old with the likes of Parcel and Heir Apparent, but by gee, your horse has got a bit of pace.
Yeah, look, I thought she was quite good at Flemington without setting the world on fire. She was a little bit lost. She came out, got a little bit of a bump, and then sort of for the first 450 metres, she was a bit hot and cold. But once she settled and got into stride, looked like she's really going to finish it off. But she just wandered in a bit, moved in a bit as John O'Shea's horse moved in, and probably just peaked a little bit at the end. But she ran great. She'll be better around the fence, around a round track, around the rail. But she's done quite well. I've been away for a few days. I've come home. She looks very good. So probably going to have to sweep and come off the turn here from that barrier. I think there'll be plenty of pace in the race. So you know, hopefully Craig can just get a track in and come off at Canberra, and we'll see if she's got that turn of foot. But she's going very well, and as we saw, she's a nice filly.
Well, she looked it, and just from that draw, as again Mick Price just said, often with the rail at 2 metres, they can sweep here, can't they?
Yeah, look, I think they'd probably sweep better off 2 and 3 metres than they do off a normal track. But, you know, it's got its own unique personality, this track, and Craig rides it very well, as does quite a few other jockeys. But, you know, once they get tracking, it does help those horses that picking up from the 600 to hold them in line. You know, they're not running out. They've got the camera to get them around there, and they... You know, we've seen so many horses ping off it and come from 3 or 4 lengths off the 200 and get up. So, you know, she's a little bit, just a little bit babyish yet, physically and mentally. She's very strong, but I just said to Courtney Pace this morning, she let her come up a couple of evens, and she said she's perfect, but we both know she's going to be a lovely 3-year-old.
Okay, that's Make Her Own Way, race 1, number 5 tonight. Good luck, Sean. Hope she runs well for you.
Thanks a lot.